Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Well, tomorrow is officially Black Friday. And I'm not sure about you, but I've been receiving a plethora of emails, of WhatsApps, of SMS marketing, all of which is telling me about sales and discounts that exist in some of the retail stores that I might frequent. Some stores I haven't even heard of at all, but they're telling me that, hey, Cooks, you just might apply for a 25% discount on this particular item. But here's the trick to Black Friday, right? As we know, it's well regarded as a global retail holiday where South Africans and consumers overall are able to get significant discounts on big ticket items. In the past, it used to be related to the likes of big TV screens, as well as electronics and products that South Africans want to buy. But more and more, it's even trickling down to just the small ticket items that we might be used to, even from your local shop or retail grocery outlet, or even at your garage. But have you ever asked yourself this? Are you actually making a smart decision, and are you really getting a discount on the price that is quoted at the time of Black Friday? Well, technology comes into play to help us out here, and this is where Maya Fisher-French, financial consumer journalist, a multi-award-winning financial consumer journalist, joins us tonight to help us understand how we can use a website to track previous prices of specials to actually see if it's a discount or if it's a real, real discount. Maya, such a pleasure to have you with us, and welcome to the show. If you can hear us, please unmute your mic.
Okay, can you hear me now?
There we go!
I was having, you know, I think that clearly this, the technology, you know, the guru gods out there who thought, oh my goodness, she's going to reveal the secrets of how to track pricing. So we better just block her phone. I think that's what was happening.
Right. I trust you. I know technology is a good friend, but it's a very fickle one too, Maya. Sometimes it just lets us down at the worst of times. But I'm excited to have you on the show tonight for a conversation that really looks to benefit everybody in making sure that what is described to be a special really is a special and does lead to a discount. But this is important, right? Otherwise, South Africans typically do get duped.
Absolutely. And I've had it before. And I think last year I bought a body scrub from Woolworths, which was on sale, and it had a sales sticker on it and all the rest. And when I peeled it off, I actually discovered that the price was actually higher than
the
price had been previously. And this is what happens. In physical stores, if you actually go and see a price, and some chap told me that if you go and you actually pull out sometimes behind, they say big sale and discount or whatever, and it's got the new price, but go pull out the tab behind it, and sometimes actually it's not a discount. And we see this a lot on online sites where we get told that this is a huge big discount, 40% off, but actually the price is not as discounted as we think it is.
And this is important because it actually heightens our level of awareness and not getting swayed by the red stickers, the sharp discounts that they are typically described in the word special that is often used. But there's a wonderful technology that allows us to actually track and trace previous discounts, or rather pricing structures of particular brands and products at particular stores. How does this work? Because it sounds like magic.
Well, so I actually came across this a while ago, and I don't know who is behind it. I think somebody sent me the link once. It's called Serval Tracker, like the animal, S-E-R-V-A-L Tracker. And this is specifically for Takealot. So this tracks Takealot. And I actually demonstrated it. I did a little post online. There was an air fryer going for a big discount. And then when you go and you look, you discover that actually, I think the price had been increased on the 15th of October. Mm-hmm. So it had been around 2,000 rand. Then it was increased on the 15th of October to 2,600 rand, and then suddenly marked down as a massive discount to 1,800 rand for Black Friday. But of course, it wasn't as big. It was a little bit of a discount, but it wasn't the big discount that it claimed to be, because they sort of ratcheted the prices up a month before. And since I put up that post, people have told me about another one called Keepa, K-E-E-P-A, that tracks Amazon's prices. So there's a couple of them out there that you can actually go and use and say, well, is this actually a real discount or not? And I think this is just wonderful technology that really puts it in our hands. But I suppose at the end of the day, are you buying this item simply because it's 40% off, or were you going to buy it anyway? And, you know, if you're saving maybe a little bit of money, or, you know, I think we also as consumers mustn't get caught up in looking just for the big discount.
Then what should we be looking for, Maya? Because it really does feel like an opportunity for us as consumers to splurge, to do so responsibly. But I guess there are themes that we need to be mindful of.
Well, I think we need to know what things cost, first of all. So, you know, in running up to it, and I always say, you know, with Black Friday or anything, especially festive season shopping, have a list. What are the things that I actually am going to buy that I need and I'm planning around it? And if you've got that list, you've probably been shopping around already. You've got some idea about what you're going to be spending, right? Because you've got to have a budget. Most of us, hopefully, we're not just going to pull out the credit card. We'll say, okay, I'm going to spend probably around about this amount. This is what I'm looking for. So you've already done your homework. And then you can start looking and seeing, you know, what discounts are available. Is this a good price? You know, we do need to do a little bit of that. And I think that also just gives us a little bit of pause rather than getting caught up in the sort of in the frenzy of it. And I think we do need to set ourselves rules. And I think the one rule is I will only buy what is on my list. I won't go and buy something because I've seen an email that land up in my, you know, one day only specials landing up in my inbox and I'm not tempted. So we do need to kind of create these rules for ourselves, I think, to make the most of it.
Definitely. These are key lessons that we need to learn. And as you said, the access to these platforms, though, is it free, Maya, for anyone who might be listening and might be keen to use it?
Yeah, they're free. Certainly on Serval Tracker, he has a little thing that says, buy me a coffee, which I have to admit, I think I still need to go do. But I have been sharing it a lot, far and wide. So I think anyone who uses this, buy him a coffee. It's a little app behind that allows you to sort of give a donation effectively to the site. So, but yes, they are free to use. And, you know, we can use them effectively. And again, but I think for me, if I was going to be buying that air fryer anyway, I'd say, okay, so it was 2,000. It's now 1,800. It's maybe not as big a discount as it was before, but it is still a reasonable discount. You know, we do need to also perhaps, as I said, be circumspect as well and say, what is it that we're actually looking for? This is it the cheapest thing we can find, or is this we're going to buy it anyway? Save myself 100 rand here or there. But actually, comparative shopping is probably the most important thing right now. Maybe go and put that air fryer or whatever it is you're wanting to buy into a search engine to see if there's other places that are offering it for a better price. But Guga, I do must say, I was looking for a pair of slip-slops on Take a Lot, looking for a special. And the one thing about Black Friday specials is they seem to be flogging sizes that no one wears. So I just want to say that that's the other problem with Black Friday. Often you can't find anything that you want anyway.
I see what you mean. So we do need to be mindful of just following through with what kind of stock might be available. I'm going to be browsing shortly, but I'm trying to avoid it. I'm putting my hands in my pockets. But if I do come across anything, Maya, I'm definitely using the resources that you've shared with us tonight. Thank you again for always having our backs as consumers to actually peel those labels, to look deeper, and of course, use technology to help us search for the right pricing. Thank you again, Maya.
Absolutely, and good luck.
Thank you. Maya Fisher-French, award-winning, multi-award-winning financial consumer journalist joining us tonight, always advocating for us as consumers to make sure that, hey, we're a lot more aware, we're a lot more focused. In Afrikaans, jy moet wakker word. Stay awake when it comes to any concerns or specials and anything dealing with your money. So those are just a few of the conversations we've had today. We have about 5 minutes before we wrap up the show. And before we started, you might recall that I had mentioned that there's a strong focus on online gambling and National Treasury putting a stamp to increase taxes, essentially, and impose taxes on international online gambling players. This is a new national tax. We're going to play a quick snippet of this conversation for you just to give you some context. However, please do make sure that you log on to our website, kaya959.co.za, for the full version of it. We also just might replay it for you again tomorrow, next week, when we come back in conversation. But here's a quick snippet of that conversation with a representative of National Treasury. A big conversation that we're unpacking here tonight on Kaya Biz. As you would know, we've had several CEOs, even representatives of the National Gambling Board of South Africa, give us some clarity and context around the growth that we've witnessed within online gambling in the country. This is largely related to it being a 1.5 trillion rand growth and sector in terms of its involvement in the economy. And most importantly, has raised some red flags in terms of the levels of abuse, misuse, and that does lead to unforeseen consequences for many South Africans, either leading to further financial strain, in the worst case scenario, even seeing South Africans take their lives on the back of mental health concerns and frustrations that come from a gambling addiction. National Treasury, though, is trying to add its voice to shifting the behavior and, of course, curbing just the rapid growth that we see in online gambling, largely because of the negative consequences that are associated with it. To tell us more about some of the proposals that have been made, we're joined by Mr. Mpho Legote, Director for VAT and Substantial Tax at National Treasury. Mr. Legote, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, and thank you very much for inviting us.
Excited to speak to you about this one because, first and foremost, I think it helps us understand the positioning of National Treasury as a key participant in shifting policy, sharing recommendations, but also soliciting public opinion. Maybe let's just start there. National Treasury's view on online gambling and what has led to this proposed 20% national tax. Give us an understanding just in terms of your participation.
Okay, thank you very much for that question. As you have indicated earlier in your introduction, we have seen this substantial growth in the online gambling, which has over the years replaced what would be considered traditional way of gambling, which is your premises-based gambling. So with online gambling, it means therefore then consumers have access to gambling almost anywhere at any time. And that comes with its own problems around problem gambling and addiction to gambling. And that's why then we have decided as this Treasury to make a policy intervention in this area, because we have seen this substantial growth and also the social ills that come with addiction to gambling and specifically online gambling. Mm.
There has been a rapid level of growth that we do see in online gambling. And maybe as we take a look at the current tax structure, maybe give us an overview of that, given that a lot of these online gambling platforms are international businesses that operate in the country. And then from there, we can talk about the proposed 20% national online gambling tax.
Well, as you can tell, that is a conversation that we had earlier today and actually prepared for you in conversation regarding National Treasury proposing a 20% national online gambling tax. Mr. Mpho Legote, Director for VAT and Substantial Tax at National Treasury, joined us in conversation. This will be available on our website on kaya959.co.za, but something else that we will do is to make sure that we replay this for you next week. Many moving parts, but it's been a fantastic show. Always lovely hearing your thoughts and your comments and your feedback to the voice notes that we got. Thank you, gents. JR Sbusiso Sia will come back with that question. As we look to vaccinate all our cattle in South Africa against foot and mouth disease, how do we make sure that even Wabdlamini, Umasthole, Ntate Mokoena, all of the cows that we typically see being cultivated culturally and for indigenous purposes are also vaccinated? It's exactly 8 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz. Coming up next is a special brought to you by the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. Coming up on Point of View with Phimelo Mudene.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.